This interview was taken for the Western Sydney Women's Oral History Project, From Farms to Freeways, Women's Memories of Western Sydney. This interview was taken with Mrs. Iris Hannah of Plumpton, and the date is the 11th of December 1991.
First I'll do.
Give me the light. Do I start now?
Yep.
I am Iris Elizabeth Hannah. I live at the Oaks, 54 Hyatt Road, Plumpton. I was born on the 30th of November 1914 at Lismore. I am married. How many years do you want that? I'm of, Australian, of Irish parents, and I have seven children.
Well, first of all, I'll just start by asking you a few background questions. What kind of work did your father do?
He was a dairy farmer at Lismore on the north coast, or just out of Lismore.
Mm-hmm. And your mother, did she work?
Only helping with the dairy farming, as I did too.
Did you? Did you have brothers and sisters?
Yes, one sister and two brothers. One sister and one brother.
Right, there were three of you.
Yes.
And then when did you move to live in this area?
Not until I was married.
Mm-hmm. And what year would that have been?
1944.
So you came to live here as a young married lady, mm-hmm. with any children or?
No.
When you were first married?
Yes.
And did you move into this house?
Yes.
And it was already built, was it?
Yes. It's about 100 years old now.
It's a beautiful house. Is it made of stone?
No, just bricks as far as I know. Mm-hmm.
And so in 1945, when you came to live here, what was it like? What was the surrounding area like?
Well, one house on about 200 acres.
That was your house?
Yeah.
Wow.
And, there were neighbours on the other side of the road, and a school about a couple of miles away.
And only one other neighbour was there?
Three neighbours on the other side of the road, but no one close like we are now.
And so did your husband run the...
No, he was a poultry farmer.
Was he?
This was a poultry farming area. Mm-hmm. But that went out in the early 1950s, I'd say. By the middle 1950s, at any rate, it was all out.
And why was that? Why did...
Well, I can only speak for ourselves, I suppose, but we were working hard and... The money we got for the eggs went out in produce expenses and to the egg board for levy charges and so on. We had nothing left for ourselves.
Mm-hmm. And so you were more or less forced to
sell
the... Mm-hmm.
And it was the same with all the other neighbours too.
Mm-hmm. Were they all poultry farmers around?
Yes. Yeah. Oh, the odd one went to work or... Perhaps some of the younger people did, but it was a poultry farming area.
And so when you first moved here, you'd come from a country town, so you were used to being fairly isolated.
Yes, not as isolated as this was.
And you felt particularly isolated here, did you?
Yes, but I wasn't frightened or, you know, lonely or anything, but... to be close to Sydney, it did seem funny, you know, to be so far away from your nearest neighbours and so on.
Mm. And did you have to travel far to the shops from here?
There was no shops at Mount Druitt or Emmerton. there were a few shops of a sort at Blacktown, so Parramatta was our shopping centre, really.
Mm-hmm. And how did you get around from here? Was there any public transport or anything?
There was a taxi cab who picked you up. It was really cheap when you think on it. Now it was 2 shillings, took you to Rudy Hill Railway Station, caught a train from there. But at that stage we did have a car, my husband had a car, so we had no problems really.
You'd need the car, wouldn't you?
Yes.
No bus services.
Buses apart, oh no, that came later. I was going to say there was a bus on Rudy Hill Road North out there, but that came much later. There was no buses for many years.
And what was the, this house has got quite a few rooms by the look of it. Is it, how many bedrooms?
There's 3 upstairs and 1 downstairs.
What was the house before you came to live here? Was it a guest house or was it just a residence?
No, my husband's father bought it in about 1920. Oh, he had a came to live in it about 1920, I think. But he had owned it for a few years before that, but he had to sell the place he already was on, and because the First World War was just ended, you know, he had to wait a while. But they had it, were living in it from about 1920.
And it's one of the, by the look of it, it's one of the only original homes in the area now. All these modern houses.
Yes.
What happened to the other houses in the area? They were demolished?
Yes, just bulldozed over sort of thing. There is an old house just on the top of the hill there on the left, back behind some of the new ones where Douglas Mawson lived, you know, the Antarctic explorer. I don't know that it's the original house he lived in, but I understand it is. And it's still standing there behind some others.
So you're lucky that this is still standing, I guess.
Yes.
You weren't bulldozed.
Well, at first they talked about doing that as the... it was the Housing Commission in those days, and they said they weren't sentimental about old houses and things, but then the Heritage Council stepped in and picked a few out that they said had to be saved.
So this is under the Heritage Council now?
Yes.
Oh, that's good. And how much land around here is yours now?
It's about 3/4 of an acre, I'd say.
Still looks very big, and I notice you've got a turkey running around.
That's a guinea fowl.
Oh, is it? I'm from the city, obviously.
He's a stray that adopted us about Christmas Day 6 or 7 years ago, and I did ring different people that I thought perhaps might have bought him for Christmas dinner, but nobody owned him, so he just stays here and we feed him.
He's very attractive, isn't he?
He's unusual.
And so when you first moved here and when you were first married, what sort of electrical appliances did you have then? Did you have stoves?
Yes, we had a stove and a jug and a kettle. And
did you? Mm-hmm. You know, fridge?
Yes, it was one of the old Holstrom fridges though, which was on the way out then, really. But although most of the Holstrom fridges have endured the years very well, but that one didn't seem to.
And did you have vacuum cleaners?
No, not then.
And what about the bathroom? Was that inside the toilet inside the house?
No, the toilet was away around there, Timbuktu. And the bathroom room was separate from the house too.
You had to go outside, did you? Yes.
And it's only since we had the sewerage on, I'd say about 4 years ago, that we've had an inside bathroom and a toilet.
So you only got the sewerage 4 years ago?
Yes. That was when... It might be perhaps 4 and a half or something.
Very recent. And is that when all these...
houses came.
It's a big housing estate, isn't it?
Yes.
How did you feel when this housing estate was all built up around you?
Well, I was glad to see it, really, because in the first place we had 43 acres, which the rates going up every year, we couldn't have paid it very much longer, and the isolation of it and the various no hopers getting around, and even first thing in the morning they'd be wandering about the back of the house, and I'd ask them if I could help them. Oh, they didn't know anybody lived here, you see. It was always the excuse.
Well, it's not very nice, is it, to have people wandering?
No.
So with the houses all being built, that's stopped that happening?
Oh, yes.
Oh, that's good. And did that happen, were the no-hopers hanging around in the earlier on, in the, say, the 40s and early 50s too?
No, in those times we didn't have, never used a key to lock the place up. If we went out, we just closed the door. And nothing ever happened. Nobody ever came in that I know of. And the same at night, you just closed the door and went to bed. Everything was all right.
It's different these days, isn't
it? Yes, it came. But we had to get keys and change locks and all this sort of thing.
And did your children, did you have children fairly soon after
the
marriage?
Yes.
How many did you say?
Seven.
Seven children. Mm. That's a big number of children. Did you plan to have seven children?
No, they just arrived. Thank you.
And so did they all go to school nearby?
Yes, in Plumpton. And the first three went to, when it came to high school time, they had to go to St. Mary's High School. And... then when the fourth one was ready to start, I think she started the year Rudy Hill High School was opened, and the others went to Rudy Hill High School.
And did they? How did they get to school from here? Did they walk? Or?
No, rode push bikes.
How did they?
That was to high school. They rode push bikes. In fact, they did to Plumpton too.
Did they? And the roads were just dirt roads, were they then?
They were metal roads. Perhaps you would call them dirt roads. The dust flew along them. But no, it wasn't until the mid-1970s that they bitumened the roads. Hyatt Road here got bitumened at that time.
And did you use the train service very much? Did you travel into Parramatta or into Sydney?
Yes, I did in later years. I can't remember when the bus started, but I used to have to walk out to Rudy Hill Road North, which is a mile from here, to catch a bus to either Rudy Hill or Blacktown and get the train from there, you see.
So you think nothing of walking a mile?
No, I didn't then, but I would now.
So have you got a good bus service out here now?
Yes, it's half hourly in peak times and hourly during the day.
So do you go, where do you do your shopping now?
Mount Druitt mainly.
Is that the shopping centre on Carlisle Road there?
Yes, Market Town, I think they call it.
And so did you have to travel that sort of distance in the 40s to the shops too?
We had a local shop at Plumpton. I don't know whether you noticed the post office or something.
Yes, I did. Yeah.
Well, that was there was a local shop there, and well, I'm in the supermarkets now. I often wish it was still there because I could send the order in on a Monday or Tuesday, and they delivered it on the Wednesday. And I didn't have to walk up and down all those aisles looking for things and stand in queues at the checkout.
And elbow your way through the crowds too.
Yes.
Yeah. So did your children go on to high school, any of, on to tertiary education?
No, they finished at high school. Mm-hmm. The two boys did do... what would you call it? Technical college courses when they started work.
Okay. So what did you did you have much contact with your neighbours, even though there weren't many?
Yes, more contact then than I think we have now, because I don't know what it is. Most of the neighbours now go to work, you see, and we don't see much of them at all. We know they're there if we need them,
yeah,
but we don't have much contact.
Mm-hmm. And in the old days, you had quite a bit to do with your neighbours, did you?
Yes, yes. Mm-hmm. We really visited each other then.
Did you?
Yes. And it was nice too. Had cups of tea together, meals together, and so on.
And that doesn't happen with the neighbours now.
No.
How do you feel about that? Do you miss the old?
No, I have my own family now, and they visit and all that sort of thing. So I don't. You sort of don't miss the neighbours when it comes to that. But it's nice to meet some of them occasionally, just the same.
And have they all moved out of the area?
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So what would your daily routine have been when your children were small? What would you have done every day?
Oh dear. Get up in the morning and milk the house cow, or house cows as... well, look after the children. At one stage I had four under school age, so they all had to be dressed and fed, and when it came to them going to school, well, of course, that was getting them out to school, getting lunches and all that sort of thing, and washing and ironing was never ending, just general housework, cleaning, cooking.
Mm-hmm.
There always seemed to be plenty of that to do.
And did you sew? Did you make clothes for your
for the children? Yes, I made all their clothes. And I, in fact, at one stage I was better able to make them out of old clothes than I could have out of new material, because I just... got used to doing those sort of things.
Yes, yeah. Right.
Yes, I had to gather the eggs and pack them, and that's some packing when you've got hundreds of dozens of eggs to pack.
It was a big poultry farm.
About 2,000 fowls, I think, but as I said before, all the money we got went back into feeding the fowls and paying egg board levies till we were forced out.
And did you have any market gardeners around the area too?
Not just then. They came probably in the 1960s. Italian people, usually, on Cook Road down there. They all took to market gardening.
So they were the migrants that came out after the war?
Yes.
Mm. And you still had the poultry then?
No, we were out of poultry by the mid-1950s, and in fact we were about the last ones to go out around here.
Mm. And did you, before you did go out of that, did you sell your poultry manure to the market gardeners or to anyone?
No, not to those market gardeners. There were other foreigners from Blacktown and so on. They used to come out and take it.
Mm-hmm.
But not to the local. Well, we didn't have fowls when the local ones started up.
And so what else would you have done during the day? Were you involved in any anything at the school, like the Mothers Club? Or?
No, I did go to a few meetings in the early stages, but I couldn't follow that up, and then they started having their meetings at night, so I had to stay at home with children.
Mm-hmm.
My husband joined the P&C and he went to them.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think there were any local organisations, and if there had been, I wouldn't have had time to have done much at any rate.
Mm-hmm. And were there churches around here?
Yes, there were the Presbyterian, which I was a member of in Plumpton, and also a Church of England down on the main road, Ridley Hill Road North.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that was all. Mm-hmm. The Catholic Church was at Ridley Hill, and the Methodist Church was at Ridley Hill.
And did the churches play a big role in the community in the early days, do you think, or more so than they do today?
No, not really. It was nice to meet there for the services and meet some of your neighbours and so on.
Mm-hmm.
But no, I wouldn't say they played a big role.
Mm-hmm. And what did you do, if you had any spare time, what did you do for recreation?
Nothing. I always found plenty of recreation without looking for it.
Yeah. Did you go on picnics or anything like that?
Oh, when the children were little, we often took them out, or occasionally in the summertime took them out to Windsor there, you know. There was swimming holes and so on there that they enjoyed, you know, having a splash in the summertime.
And did you ever go away in school holidays?
Only up to see my parents at Lismore, and that didn't happen too often either, because of having, you know, young children and everything.
Mm.
There was sometimes 7 years between visits.
Really?
Mm.
Did your parents ever come here?
Yes, they did. Not that often, perhaps they were two or three times here.
And was your husband's family in the area?
They moved to Wentworthville when, I don't know, perhaps I forced them out of the house or something. No, when we got married, they went to live at Wentworthville.
Oh, but they were living here, were they?
Yes.
I see you all lived together for a while.
No, we didn't live together.
Oh, right.
No.
Mm-hmm.
They moved out. They had the house down there and they moved out the day I arrived.
Oh, right. Mm-hmm. And so you didn't have family around you then to help you with the children when they were little or anything like that?
No.
So you just had to manage, did you?
Yes.
Did you have any help from neighbours or in times of illness or anything like that?
Yes, I had at one stage I had a rough spin with having pleurisy fairly often for about 15 or 18 months, and I know the neighbours were good then, coming, taking the children for a day, you know, and keeping them there and so on like that.
So it's not easy when you're in an isolated spot, you know, with a lot of children and no family around you.
They had plenty of room, I suppose, to play and so on like that.
Yeah. What sort of things did the children do in their school holidays? What sort of things did they do to entertain themselves?
Well, when they got older, I used to take them to the zoo perhaps one day on the holidays, and Luna Park another day, and as the older ones got up to high school, they could go into the pictures of Blacktown occasionally. But other than that, you see, the neighbours' children were here and they'd have a day here, and then our children would have a day at their place and all that sort of thing.
And did you keep animals at all? Apart from the cows?
No, that was all the animals we had, I think, except a couple of dogs. And
chooks, of course.
Chooks laid on. Even after we finished with the poultry farming, we still kept, say, 20 fowls, around 20, you know, just for our own use.
So you always had fresh eggs?
Yes.
And did you grow vegetables as well?
Only just a little garden. In fact, I haven't tasted a decent pumpkin since we haven't been growing our own.
Nothing like a homegrown one, is there? And did you make jams and do preserves?
Yes, done all that, because there was an orchard here when I came first, and I preserved peaches and pears and plums and quinces, as well as made the jam.
And what happened to the orchard?
Well, it was a bit old, I suppose, and then it just sort of, the trees got too old and they weren't replaced with new ones. But then when the Housing Commission resumed in 1962, they told us not to do any improvements or make any alterations, we wouldn't be compensated for it, so everything was sort of just left after that.
And how much land did you sell off at that stage to the...
Land? Well, they resumed the whole 43 acres, but about 1967 they gave us back the house and a block of ground, which is about 3/4 acre.
All right. They resumed the whole of your land, including the house?
Yes.
And you were still able to live in it, though?
Yes, we could live here. But it wasn't only ours. They took the whole district from Jersey Road right through, and about 400 acres out towards St Mary's, where Whalen and Blackett and Lethbridge Park, all that area out there, was built up at that time. But they didn't look towards doing anything here till 1983. It was from 62 to 83.
And they actually paid you, did they, for the land?
My husband's mother owned it at that time. His father had died before that, and she owned it at that time. She got.
And they paid her, and then.
Yes,
did you have
but
to buy
she didn't.
It back, or?
And they hadn't paid anything for it in 1967. They may have paid a few hundreds as a down payment or something, but there was no payment made until after 1967, and they just took the price of the house, and I can't remember now even what it was, but they took the price of the house and the bit of land out of it.
So did you feel threatened at any time that you might have to move out? Or?
Well, I expected to at one stage until the Heritage Council stepped in and said that, you know, there were certain houses to be kept.
Right. And you didn't initiate that, they just came along, did
yes.
they?
Yes. Mm. Through the councils, I think it was worked.
Right. So what did you do for shopping for clothes? Did you shop locally for clothes and shoes?
Parramatta.
You had to go to Parramatta?
Parramatta, yes.
Mm-hmm. And what about the health services?
Well, my first five children were born in Parramatta and Westmead, and I went to the doctor at Parramatta.
Was that because there was no doctor here? Or?
There was a doctor at St Mary's, but there was no hospital between here and Penrith, and we were used going to Parramatta for shopping and everything, so it just seemed the natural thing to do, to go there. And that was the fifth. I had six children that way, but the youngest child, and he is 35 now, and he was born in the old Penrith Hospital, where Cambridge Park is, or Lemon Grove, perhaps they call it. Mm-hmm. And I had a doctor for a number of years then, Dr. Iglitsky at St. Mary's. And when he left there, I didn't know what I was going to do for a doctor. Dr. Monaghan had came to Mount Druitt then. He's still there, and he's been our doctor ever since. And that would be from about 1960 onwards, I'd say.
So what about in an emergency, if any of the children had an emergency that needed treatment?
Well, luckily I don't think we had any emergencies in that time, except the second girl swallowed, what did she swallow? Something one day, and we couldn't get it, you know, she couldn't breathe or anything. My husband ran to the nearest phone, it's about a mile away, or well over half a mile away at any rate, to ring for the ambulance, and I turned her upside down and slapped her back, and she started breathing after that. But when the ambulance came, we decided it was better to take her on to Parramatta